SBS عربي 24.
Hi, it's Larissa Takshi, winner of MasterChef 2019, speaking to you with SBS Arabic 24.
Can you tell us about the first time you discovered you have a passion for cooking?
Yeah, my passion for cooking started obviously at a very young age. I was brought up on a stone fruit farm on my grandfather's farm, and I sort of had this connection with food, you know, seeing the food grow and, you know, everything about my culture, obviously being Lebanese, I was brought up in such a beautiful, amazing, huge family culture that celebrates food, you know, in every occasion possible. My mother being a huge sort of foodie, she's opened up a restaurant now in Dural called The Wild Pear, and I've been working there for a very long time, and I guess my love of food just grew from there as well.
You pretty much moved to sweets and started adding all those, I'd say, weird maybe ingredients.
Weird's the right word.
Do you remember when you added the olives to one of your desserts?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
As you know, olives is an important part of meze. My dad, who obviously is Lebanese as well, he just loves having olives, you know, with Lebanese bread just before we eat dinner. And we obviously make our own olives at home. And the way that my grandmother has taught us is that we put lemon wedges, whole lemon wedges, in the olives when we make them. So when you eat the olives, you kind of get that, you know, lemony olive oil flavor. Very normal in Lebanese culture to have lemons and olives together. And, you know, when my family sent me that challenge and I had to hear lemons, I thought of olives straight away. Lemons are such an important part of our culture. The challenge was, it was a mystery box challenge. And usually in that challenge, the judges give you a box of ingredients that you have to make a dish out of. But this challenge was very different. When I lifted the box and to see what was underneath the box, I found a letter from home and a bunch of olives that were there as well, piled up. And the letter was pretty much saying, you know, their love and support from home, my parents supporting me, and to say how proud they are of me. The challenge was that the families from home had to choose a hero ingredient that we all had to hero in our dishes. And my family know that I love lemons. It's one of my favorite ingredients to use. You know, it can be used sweet or savory. It's such a beautiful, beautiful ingredient. My family chose lemons for me, and it was perfect. Given that it was a family challenge, I was inspired straight away. I thought of home straight away. Lemons and olives is just one of those things that is a match made in heaven in my eyes.
And this memory triggered this masterpiece. This is a great story. And you also made ice cream out of parsnip.
Yes, that was an interesting one.
When you think ice cream, you never think of carrots or parsnips. Do you think when you choose these ingredients that are hard to work with, gives you more room to be creative?
I think it's really important on a show like MasterChef that you have to be sort of creative. You have to make a point of difference to the other contestants. You know, I'm competing against amazing contestants who are professionals almost in what they do. They've perfected their forte in what they do. And so I tried to do things that were different, that stood out, but not too different where it became a downfall and it was me taking the dish too far. I had to find that sort of happy medium where I was feeding my obsession with, you know, using very savory ingredients into a sweet dish, but also not taking it too far where it became a bit too confusing as a dish. So parsnips, I guess I consider parsnip as a great sort of ingredient for sweets.
You're the youngest winner of MasterChef, and how did that feel? You were contesting with people of different age groups.
Yes, of course. Such a privilege and an honor that I've won, you know, one MasterChef, but to also be the youngest is an amazing accomplishment that never in my wildest dreams would I think that I would ever achieve. I think it was hard, you know, first during the competition being the youngest. I was dealing with contestants who were much older than me. Not that age is an age is just a number, but I think with age you're naturally more exposed to the food industry or just having that sort of palate down pat. You know, these contestants had their forte down pat. So when I joined, I obviously haven't been exposed to food as long as they have. And in the beginning, I was struggling. I was trying to find what I was good at and what, you know, what I loved. And I think in a way, it's worked as an advantage because it meant that I exposed myself to so many different cultures, so many different techniques in cooking, sweet and savory. And I'm happy that I won as well, not just for myself, but to represent the younger population. I think we sometimes get discriminated as being, oh, we're young and we're reckless. I think people need to you know, respect the younger population, to encourage those who have a dream to chase that dream. And if you have a passion, then you should always pursue it.
You're also representing young people of ethnic backgrounds. What do you think of the ethnic presence that's been growing in MasterChef and other Australian shows lately?
I think it's amazing. I think the world is finally, you know, able to see what our culture is all about. And also there's a lot of misconceptions about our culture, you know, in media, and you know, there's a lot of misconceptions about who we are as people. And I think when you have more of a presence in Australia, particularly a very westernized culture, I think you can see that, you know, there's a lot of love and there's a lot of warmth in our food. It's very generous. It's all from the heart. You know, you cook with love. And I think that's important. It's a good message to have, especially in Australia. And it's good we're educating Australia on different cultures of food. I think Australia wants that. I think they want to learn other types of food. It's exciting to see a bit of Middle Eastern food coming through.
أنتم مع SBS عربي 24. احصلوا على مزيد من القصص الرائعة باللغة العربية على موقعنا sbs.com.au/arabic.